This program's object, a sculpture, comes from one of the many Orissa Shiva temples.
It's a stone slab of about 6 feet high and 3 feet wide. And although it would originally have been brightly coloured, it's now a deep, gleaming black. We don't know which temple it's from, but it was clearly from a very highly prized one, because you could hardly carve more decoration onto it. Dozens of tiny figures swarm round the edges, and here, in the middle, on a much larger scale, is Shiva himself. We know he's Shiva because he's carrying his trademark trident, and he rests one foot on the back of the sacred bull that he often rides. The sculptor has carved the body of Shiva in very full relief. So as I approach it, I have a growing sense of a god who is physically present. And this is surely intended, because this sculpture is designed to bring me close to the god, to allow me in a sense to converse with Shiva, as the Hindu academic and cleric Shaunaka Das explains.
The physical manifestation of the image is considered to be a great aid in focus of the mind and in gaining what they call darshan, or the presence of God. So you practice the presence of God in your life by going to the temple. You see this image that is the presence. You bow down in front of the image. You offer food or incense, etc.